I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. We begin in Syria with the refugee crisis. MNN's Katie Harth reports.
9.3 million Syrians are now in need of help. That's about 40% of the population, and it's a jump of 2.5 million just from September. Jeff Palmer of Baptist Global Response says refugees are running out of options.
They're just trying to find places for their families to survive, and that's why you're seeing the spike.
With Syria constantly in the news, it's easy to turn a deaf ear. But Palmer says there's a face behind every statistic.
Every one of those numbers has a story, and that story was a relative, a husband, a wife, or somebody that was lost to this conflict, and none of them were untouched.
BGR is meeting both physical and spiritual needs of refugees. Find details at our website.
We would ask folks to pray that this conflict would end so folks could go home and get back to their lives.
Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
And Storying is providing opportunities to reach women with the gospel, this Scriptures in Use worker explains.
It's not just something we add on to a plan. It's actually a whole strategy of how God is moving in a powerful way all across the world, and especially in closed areas.
SIU teaches storytelling through dance and song. Christians then use this training to share the gospel with women in their communities.
They memorize those stories, and they are actually writing the Word of God on their hearts. And they tell us all over the restricted countries of the world that no one can take this Bible away from them.
Find out more about Scriptures in Use at our website. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Support Mission Network News with your best gift at missionnetworknews.org and help us be a voice to the voiceless. Also, you can sign up to get our daily e-news blast, and it's free. Go to missionnetworknews.org, type in your email address at the bottom, and voila, you'll have up-to-date mission news every day. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.